Hello?
Hello, is Simon available?
Yes, begin.
Hey, Simon, my name's Zach with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good, good. I don't want to take up much time. I was actually just following up. I had mailed out a couple of offers to your business earlier this past month for equipment financing, and was just circling back to see if you had received those. I wanted to introduce myself to you and, you know, see if you had any questions and if the business had any needs at this point in the year.
What company were you with, sorry?
The Bank of Cardiff. We're a business bank. We specialize in equipment financing and working capital loans. We'd actually mailed out a couple offers to the 188 East Pool Road address.
Yeah, I must have overlooked those. I don't think I saw them.
It's kind of in a very distinctive envelope as well. It's like a larger than white normal envelope with a gold crown. I think if you saw it, you would remember that. But yeah, that was just wanted to follow up and see if you had received them. Doesn't sound like you did. But does the business have any needs at this point in the year? Are you looking to bring on any additional equipment, or have you done all your shopping already for the year?
No, well, actually, I am kind of been looking to get a new truck, so I might be interested in seeing what you've got to offer.
Yeah, just like a work truck, like an F-450, something along those lines, or?
Yeah, something like that.
Sure. Well, our equipment's financing program, actually the rates start in low single digits, 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payment. Typically, there is no down payment, usually just the first month's payment, sometimes the last. We do have a 90-day deferment as well, so you can get some use out of your truck, make a little money with it before you start paying us back. So there's a lot of different options there. I'd love to send you out a little bit of information to take a look at when you have a free moment.
Sure.
What would be the most efficient email address to get you out, off the full highlight reel of our program?
allthingsgreen@sbcglobal.net.
sbcglobal.net. Have you been shopping, or do you have quotes for the vehicle already, or is it just kind of in the preliminary stages?
I was at one point going to buy my truck, broke down, and I was looking at buying a new one, but I couldn't get, I was having trouble through my own personal bank getting financing.
Uh-huh.
It appears my debt to income ratio was too high, so.
Okay.
What's
your personal credit looking like?
My credit score, you mean?
Yeah.
It's good. I think it's like in 740 or something like that.
That's fantastic. That's well above the national average. I think the national average right now is 690, so you're well above that.
But the
bank was giving you a tough time though, then, huh?
Yeah, I don't understand why. I don't understand why. They said they would allow me a certain amount, and it wasn't kind of what I was looking for. So I would, I just kind of put it on the back burner, and I was just like, well, I got my truck fixed, and I think if I can get it on the road and I can just kind of work my way through this season, then maybe towards the end of the season I might try again.
It's a seasonal business, or do you do like tree stuff in the spring and summer, and then maybe winter?
I work doing tree work throughout the year, but
okay.
This between now and October is my busiest period.
Gotcha. Okay.
So.
Okay. So I know that you're kind of, you said that you're just kind of having the truck on the back burner because it's operational. But so is it something that there's not an immediate need there? But if something good came about, you might want to jump on it, or?
Yeah. I mean, I have a smaller truck, which is not, it's fine for running around, but it's not really meeting my needs, because I got a new piece of equipment last year.
Okay.
And it can't carry it, so I'm basically, I'm relying on one truck to do two jobs, and I'd like to branch out and get a larger truck, but, I just wanted to see.
Are you telling like a stump grinder or something behind the?
It's like a mini skid steer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what I can do is I'll put together just a highlight reel and all the benefits of our equipment financing program. I can throw in an application there as well. It's a pretty simple process to see what we can do for you. It's very expedited. We just have a one-page application. We would look at some bank statements and your most recent tax return. You know, this would give us the window of the business that we need to make the best offer possible. We can typically get you feedback inside of 24 hours if you do like what we have to say. Although it is a vehicle, so there'll be a title lien and things like that, we can usually get everything wrapped up in about a week.
Okay.
So
okay. Well, I just like to see, you know, I don't have my eyes on any vehicle right now.
Okay.
But I know what I'm looking for. It's just it's hard to find it for a reasonable price. I know they're very expensive.
Gotcha.
I was probably looking at $25,000, something in that range.
Okay.
So you know, I just don't want to. I know this kind of truck that I'm looking for, unless you buy it new. It's pretty hard to find for less than $35,000-$40,000.
Are there local auctions by you at all? Have you checked those out at all to see if anything like that is comparable at any of those? Or
what do you mean? Sorry.
Like local vehicle auctions for work trucks to see if maybe there's something used that's comparable to what you're looking for. Have you tried that avenue?
Yeah, I've been looking around. I haven't looked for the past couple of months because I've kind of put it on the back burner, but
mm-hmm.
That's what I'm looking for is a used vehicle with that's not got a stupid amount of mileage on it, but it's still a good truck.
Right.
And it's not overly priced.
Okay. Well, yeah, you know what we can do is, you know, you want to see what we could get you qualified for. You know, so you're looking to spend maybe about 25, maybe 30 at the most on the new vehicle.
Yeah, I don't think I really want to spend much more than that.
Okay. What we can do is I'll just shoot you out that information. If you want to see what we can do, you know, that application, you look at the bank statements and the tax return, and then we can get you pre-qualified for a specific amount, and then you can actually just start looking, knowing that you have that in your back pocket, if that makes sense.
Right. Yeah, it does, because I saw a truck that I really liked, but, you know, when you find something you want and then you don't have the means to get it, that, you know, you have to kind of expedite the process, and that's hard to do when you're bending money, borrowing money from people. So it's nice to know how much money you're allowed to get first.
Yeah,
and then start looking.
Yeah, that's kind of my thought process.
Right.
So I will shoot you out this information, and then the things that we would need to get you qualified, and you know, I'll have that out to you in about 10 minutes or so. Would you be opposed to me checking back with you tomorrow just to make sure that you receive the email, and be more than happy to answer any questions you may have.
You can call me back tomorrow. Well, could you give me a couple of days to kind of review it? I'm one of those people that kind of doesn't like to get tested and rushed into stuff, so.
No problem. How about I give you a holler like on Thursday?
That'd be great. Yeah,
okay.
That'd be great. Just give me a call. I mean, I might not be able to answer it during the middle of the day. It's sort of 5 o'clock-ish time is around about a good time to catch me, so.
Okay.
On my way home from job, so.
Yeah, we're about 3 hours apart, so I think that's right around 2 o'clock my time. I can give you a call on Thursday.
Whereabouts you're based?
I'm down here in Southern California, out of San Diego, La Jolla area. If you're familiar with that.
I'm not familiar with it. No, I know it's a long way from here.
It is.
Probably just as hot though. It's like 95 degrees here today.
Yeah, it's coming up. It's right around in the mid-90s, but it's also pretty humid, which is kind of rare for these parts. So it's not fun to be outside right now.
No, I know. Tell me about it. That's what I do.
All righty. Well, I do appreciate your time today, Simon. Keep your eyes peeled for that email. I should be sending it over in about 10 minutes, and then I will reach back out to you on Thursday.
All right. What was your name again?
My name is Zach.
Zach. All right. Thanks, Zach.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk soon.
All right, cheers. Bye.
Bye.